Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the producer. In the studio with me, Mermaid Angela. She is with us once again, as well as Scuba Pete.
Hey.
Ned Doc from Scuba Board in the studio with us today. How are you guys doing?
Delightful.
We got a big group, basically, because we need more bodies in the studio today to stay warm.
I was thinking I was cold till I saw Angela walk in. She's pretty hot.
Oh,
hell yeah.
How does that make you warmer? Oh, don't tell me.
Yeah,
oh,
please. Please. Jimmy the Bubble Boy is wandering as well.
Yes.
Around here, and he's going to join us.
So he actually told me he was going to go out and get a large woodland creature that we could cut open and take turns crawling inside of for warmth.
I think that was a manatee.
Was that a manatee?
Could have been.
Yeah.
He said it's woodland creature. I'm going to ignore the flippers.
Okay. Well, we always have a mermaid we can resort to as well. So,
actually, they're cold-blooded.
Yeah.
Oh, they're cold-blooded.
They're cold-blooded, and if you've ever dated one, you know that to be a truth.
Good truth.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, we got a lot of stuff to discuss today. We're going to think warm thoughts because, yeah, we're broadcasting out of Orlando, Florida. It is like 35 degrees today, which is like ungodly low.
It's actually colder because there's ice on a Christmas tree at my house.
So it's
inside.
Freezing.
Very it's cold. Literally freezing.
It's if you look at it as Celsius, it's zero. There's no degree.
There's absolutely right.
Temperature does not exist in Orlando right now.
I'll tell you right now, the folks in Chicago are crying bitter, bitter tears on our behalf.
Why I wear a dry suit.
They're either that or they're spitting at us. We're not sure. But it's you know, for us in Florida, this is really, really cold. This is unheard of to have these kind of temps. So to sit here for the next couple hours and talk about scuba diving is going to be tough unless we think
it is not.
Of warm
it
water.
Is not, it's going to be
thoughts.
Easy.
It is?
It's. Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. The easiest 2 hours of my week is sitting in here talking vaguely about scuba diving.
Yes. Well, this is true. And but we'll think warm thoughts. We're going to check in with Peter and Glenn from Aquanauts Grenada today.
Oh, yeah. I'll bet you it's freezing damn cold down there.
Ice diving all over the country this weekend. There's lots of ice dives going on. Hay Quarry has ice on it. All these places that are normally clear, even during the winter, are now doing ice diving. They're having fun.
Hey, some of the puddles outside of the studio here.
Look a little icy.
You could
a little
crack
something
open,
going on there. Yeah.
Yeah, and so you could jump in there, at least, you know, get a fin or two damp. But we're going to think warm water thoughts, and we're going to talk to some of the more hardcore divers today that are diving despite these temperatures in Florida. Like I said, they're record-setting lows. Down in South Florida, they got about basically the same temps as we have here in Orlando today. And we're going to check in with Jeff at South Florida Diving Headquarters, who took out a few divers and went lobstering. The guy was going out evidently on like his lobster specialty course this morning.
Nice.
And it was sleeting and freezing cold, but they took him out anyway.
I tell you what, this is a good time to go into the ocean.
Well, we're going to find out.
Well, because the water is
warmer.
A lot warmer than the air temperature.
Yes. It's usually it's a little eerie looking because there could be steam rising off the water, which just kind of gives it a mood of foreboding.
Right.
A mood of foreboding.
Yes, yeah, something like that.
One of my wife's checkout dives.
A mood foreboding?
Yes.
Did I say it? Maybe.
Something like that.
Yeah.
One of my wife's checkout dives was at Devil's Den, which is a neat place to go in the winter. In the summertime, it's 95 degrees. You get suited up in this picnic area, And it's just blazing hot, but you got to put on a 5 mil because it's 72 degrees in the water and we're wimps.
Yeah.
And, a 5 mil, for God's sake.
Oh,
I'm thinking 5 mil. I've dove Devil's Den many times with no
five
mil.
5 mil.
Yeah. Using only Bioprene.
5 mil.
I wear my bathing suit. That's
5 mil.
Wow.
5 mil. And if
and
possible,
a hood.
A hood. Always
oh,
a hood.
God.
Always a
hoodie.
Hood.
A hoodie.
A hoodie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now it's really cool. And the reason that it's called Devil's Den is because it's not a fully collapsed dome, which a lot of these springs are collapsed to domes.
And the devil lives there.
Of course.
Not exactly. But when it's cold out, the water at 72 degrees is steaming, and it comes out through the cracks in the vent, and it looks like...
Only when people fart, Bill.
Not exactly. But it's actually a real cool dive when it's cold out. I love that dive when it's cold out.
Yeah.
You know what you call that warm spot in your wetsuit? That's a urine
An
climb.
Accident.
A urine climb.
Oh! Yes, Pete is coming with the puns.
Yes.
Hot and heavy. Get used to it. All right, so...
there's nothing better to do. Just hunker down.
Yeah. So we're going to think warm thoughts. We're going to think warm thoughts. We're going to talk about some of the diving that is going on, despite these temperatures that might be a little on the cold side for me as a warm water wuss.
You're a warm weather wuss.
Yes. Well, this is true.
Forget about the water having to be warm.
He's a coffee wuss, warm weather wuss. I mean...
But a lot to talk about today. Before we get into some of the issues that I want to address, I do want to remind you we have the brand new Scuba Radio website. There's a new video from our Christmas trip in Grenada you want to check out.
Cool
Angela's
video.
Up there. Some great, great new pictures. Kelly posted something up on her blog last week from the Christmas show spectacular.
Yeah, baby!
And there's a nice little Christmas picture, a little belated holiday gift that she gave our listeners.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. I don't know if this was kind of like to make amends for the fact that she was our singing talent on the Christmas show, but
nothing could make amends for that.
Well, I don't know.
She's trying hard.
Have you seen the picture?
I understand. She is definitely trying.
I think she came pretty damn close.
She's just a gift giver.
But it's up there at Kelly's blog now. Mermaid Angela has a blog, as well as Jimmy the Bubble Boy, myself, Bill, CJ, the whole crew that you hear here on Scuba Radio. They all have their new
blogs.
You have one at Scuba Board, right?
Scuba Board. That's my blog.
Yes. Well, exactly. He's just one big massive blog.
That's complimentary. Thank you. That's very nice.
But we have this new section at the website that you can go and find out a little bit more about these people you hear on
the show. I was very disappointed,
what?
Actually,
what happened?
When I went and went.
Why? What happened? What'd you do?
I could have sworn you said nude. I was very disappointed.
Yeah, those pictures you posted on your blog were very disturbing. But
I thought that's what you wanted.
Well, you know what? It's your blog, Bill.
I was just taking a picture of me at work. I was just taking a picture of me at work updating my blog.
You know, yeah, it was funny. I got a text from Jimmy the Bubble Boy here a couple days ago. He says, hey, I'm coming in to the show Saturday. Just do me one favor, and please make sure Bill will be wearing pants.
Yeah, fortunately, the weather took care of that, James. That's the good news on the plus side.
I was hoping we didn't have to talk about this again. I don't want to talk about you not wearing pants anymore.
I told you, we've already solved this. I just won't say anything.
Stay behind there, Bill.
I'll just be over here, and every once in a while, you'll see me stretching.
Yeah, we're actually putting video cameras in the new broadcast facility, so sometime this year, we may actually be able to go video as well as audio here with Scuba Radio. We'll have to wait and see how things unfold.
But Bill has a face for radio.
Yeah, he does. And
I've got many
and luckily,
body parts for radio.
The counter raises up to his chest, so
that's
even if
nice.
He decides to go pantless, we're safe.
Yeah, you're safe from my legs.
So anyway, do check out the new website. Check out the pictures, the videos, Mermaid Angela's blog. She has some really nice pictures from Grenada. You like how that turned out?
Yeah, I'm going to get some of them enlarged because I really like them. I'm trying to learn how to do my blog
about
right now.
What are you planning to get enlarged exactly?
The photos.
Oh, okay.
The photos. What are you talking about?
Well, I was going to say, you're fine. Don't worry. Don't mess with perfection, for Christ's sake. Okay, so Angela, Grenada, you had a great time there, right?
Yeah. I wish we were there right now.
Yeah, well, exactly. We are going to check in with Galind and Peter a little bit later on and maybe schedule our next adventure down to that part of the world. Matter of fact, Galinda, supposedly right now as we speak, is finishing up her last dive, her last rebreather dive on the silent diving system.
Great. Oh, cool.
And she'll be a certified rebreather. So that's what we're going to actually talk to her about, and the fact that it's probably 85 degrees down there in Grenada. And
bastards.
Yeah. The water's about 95.
Yeah, it's only fair. So we got that to look forward to. Now, some of the issues that I want to delve into, and let's start this off. I don't know if this will be controversial or not.
Oh, please. I beg you, let it be controversial.
If it's not, we'll make it controversial.
Well, okay. I'm sure we won't have an entire crew in agreement here on this issue surrounding Stingray City in Grand Cayman. Now,
I object!
What? I love Stingray City. I mean, it is obviously a big tourist area there on the island. It's a diving mecca, but, you know.
And better now that it has a bar.
Well, not yet, but evidently they have agreed to set up some kind of floating bar there where they do Stingray City.
Now, hold on. A floating barge. This is a swim-up bar, one of these things?
Yeah,
like you get
know,
in the
swimming with the stingrays takes a lot out of you. And you might want to cozy up to the bar there at Stingray City and have a brewski or two. Why not? That would add to the experience, I think. It'd be an interesting, you know, level to add to the
show of hands, quick
adventure.
Show of hands, because I'm pretty sure Pete's been there. Who's been to Stingray City in Grand Cayman?
I have not.
No one.
Really? You haven't done
no
that?
No one. So no. You've been, Greg.
I'm the only one who has.
You and I.
Well, okay.
I've been twice.
I've been twice,
I went,
too.
I went once when we went down to the Caymans, and I went once when we were on a cruise ship, and we went on the cruise ship.
Yeah.
Honestly, between you and me,
yeah,
it's nice to do once.
Yeah, the cruise ship thing.
It doesn't sound too
bad. No. Stingray City. Nice to do once.
What do you mean? You should do it.
You should go there.
You mark it off the list.
Couple, three, four times? Not so much. But, once. It's not a lot to see there.
Isn't that where they had that one shark attack? The shark researcher was there and got bitten in the leg?
No, that's a different place. Different place.
No, Stingray City, they've been doing this for years, and they drop off the cruise ship passengers or anybody goes to the island, and you swim with them, you feed them squid, whatever the case may be, get your picture taken with Stingray.
Yeah.
If you're even more lucky, you can get a hickey from a Stingray.
That's not quite so lucky.
Yeah.
Not as lucky as he's making it sound.
No, it's a great souvenir.
Nice.
But it is. It's one of those kind of experiences that you need to mark off the list, and it's not for everybody. It is for everybody to do once.
Okay. I mean, there's not a lot of things to see. There's not a lot of other things there.
They're more in the purest natural state and that kind of thing, or think
this is natural. This is not. I don't want anyone to think that this is something that it's artificially a bunch of stingrays there, because it's not artificial. This is exactly how they found it, with these stingrays living in this shallow lagoon.
And why do they feed them?
Because it's the only way to make them come over and play with you.
Yeah.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
We should probably sign up for the scuba boat as soon as we get there, because I hear it fills up really quick.
Don't you ever feel like we've been on this vacation before? Scuba diving, and we did that in Bali and Costa Rica and Hawaii.
Maybe this is Fiji. We've never been to Fiji. So it's like, that's a whole different island, and the resort there is beautiful, and the scuba diving there is going to be totally different, because it's different water, different fish. It's going to be really good. Mm. I'm excited.
It's going to be amazing.
Are you excited?
Mm-hmm.
I am. I'm really excited.
I am excited.
Breathing Underwater, that's a song that Dennis from the chat room turned me on to. A nice little tune that has some references to our favorite pastime of scuba diving. Very appropriate here for the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Thank you, Dennis, for that. Now, look, Stingray City in Cayman is under attack.
It's under attack. It's under attack by people that want to bring alcohol and a sense of frivolity to a natural setting.
Well, you know, look, Stingray City, depending on how you look at it, there's a lot of people that
alcohol.
Don't like it, period. They think it's too unnatural just to feed the animals. I don't belong to that group. I have no problem with Stingray City. It's been there for years. Is it a perfect case scenario for observing marine life? No, it is not. But, you know, for all the people, especially the people that are not scuba divers, all these cruise ship passengers that don't have the opportunity to experience the underwater world like we do as scuba divers, Stingray City is a really amazing experience. And even for someone who is a diver like myself, I've done it a couple times, and I honestly love it. I think it's a cool experience, especially if you have some friends with you and you get your picture taken with someone holding the stingray or petting the stingray. It's really a cool thing. Now, is it the idyllic situation for the stingrays? Are there some negatives associated with this for the animals on an individual basis? Sure.
Yeah, they get fed.
It's not, well, they get fed.
They're fed stingrays, let me tell you.
But are there some problems with it from an environmental, you know, purist standpoint? Sure.
Well, from a purist standpoint, you would stand on the shore and you would look at them. I mean, that's what a purist says. But the stingrays aren't brought there. The stingrays aren't held captive there. It is a protected harbor with a sandy bottom, relatively shallow, with a reef which protects it, and stingrays raise their young there. That's what they do, and it was discovered with all these stingrays there and was, for lack of a better term, exploited by scuba and snorkeling franchises that brought people from the cruise ship out to see it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not unnatural. Except for the feeding part.
Yeah.
And the feeding part is just done to get the individual stingray right next to you.
This is true.
They're going to be there, and they're going to eat anyway if you don't feed them.
Yeah, the stingrays aren't complaining. They probably like the free meal, and who can blame them? But you know what?
The squid, they're complaining.
Well, maybe. But the thing is, they've approved, evidently, the Cayman Islands government there has approved to allow someone to come in and put in a barge or a floating beer barge or bar there at the location where they do Stingray City. And there's a lot, some people that I've gotten emails from this week that are up in arms, like, hey, sign our petition, do this. And you know what? I'm not against this 110%. I mean, if there's some guidelines put in place on how they structure this, I don't necessarily see the difference from having a floating bar as opposed to having another boat out there. What is the, you know, who cares if you can go out there and have a beer in between your snorkeling experience with the stingrays? What's the big deal?
If you drink, don't dive.
Yeah, well, obviously that has to be kept in check. But they will have, I would imagine.
I don't think that you want to have interactions with animals of any kind. And you have to be pretty careful around the stingrays because for a lot of the dive operators, you kind of wade into the water. You come off the boat, the water's 3-4 feet deep, and you're supposed to shuffle along the bottom. You don't want wahoos out there.
I don't think it'll matter. I really don't. If they have too much to drink, they're going to be whacked out of their mind, and the responsible operators aren't going to let them in the water anyway.
Much ado about stingrays.
They're going to police themselves. But as far as making a few extra bucks, I don't know. I just don't see the big problem with allowing them to do it. You may have a different opinion. Feel free to chime in. 888-88-SCUBA.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK
24/7 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
All right, let's see. Barry's on the line here. He's dialed up 888-88-SCUBA. Let's hear what he has to say. Barry, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. Happy New Year.
Back at you.
As far as Stingray City is concerned, you know, first of all, the drinking is probably not going to be cheap, so only a few people are going to go out and spend the money on the drinks.
Yeah, no way you're going to get drunk on the barge in Stingray City at $10 a pop.
No.
Good point.
But, you know, and another thing is just to not allow that is, you know, those are the same people that say you shouldn't even be out there in the water with the stingrays, when that's the best place to learn about them is to be out there in the water. It's similar to what we did.
Point of order.
About a year ago today, you know, we were out in the water swimming with manatees, and after you swim with them, it's just a whole different feeling towards them and how to protect them. So
I agree with him about the manatees. I think he's absolutely full of crap about the stingray situation. When you say it's the same people, I'm actually against the bar, but I'm for Stingray City and people being able to scuba and snorkel with them. Although, between you and me, worst scuba dive ever. It's only 10 feet deep.
Well, you know.
And you got some surge.
Lots of bottom time.
Yeah, but no.
You don't like Russians?
No.
No surge?
No surge.
Oh, boy. Peter Bunn in the studio.
Yes. The fact of the matter is that I'm against there being a bar, although I like the idea of a concession stand kind of set up on, because there's nothing there. There's absolutely nothing there, and it would be nice if the people that go out there on the boat it had something to do.
So, Greg, do you think we should put Bill in charge of the decision to have a bar there, or you and me?
Well, if we put Bill in charge, there wouldn't be any beer, but there'd be loose leaf tea and coffee.
There you go.
And there's something to be said for that
as well. The tea wouldn't be the only thing that's loose.
But I'll bump. And you complain about my jokes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, well, you're the only person whose jokes I can complain about.
Well, you know, I'm going to say Barry's right, and you're wrong. Simple as that, Bill. I don't know. I mean, look, everybody has a right to their opinion, but I just don't have...
Everyone has a right to their opinion, but Bill, you're wrong.
Yes. No,
Studio audience does not agree with you.
But I don't, I hate the fact when people get on their soapbox and say, you can't do this, you can't, let them do it.
Especially when they say, you will surely die.
Yeah.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
In the sun, by the bay, I want to ride a manta ray.
They don't have manta rays there at Stingray City. It'd be Manta Ray City. But if they did, I would have no problem with them having a bar there. I mean, Stingray
City. And it'd be okay to ride one?
No. You can't ride them.
I would not suggest that.
Yeah. Angela, I'm on board with that. That's probably not a good thing. But, you know, hey, if you're liquored up a little bit and want to get your picture taken, why not? Not riding them, but with them in the background.
Yeah, there we go.
And look, Stingray City, that's a pretty wide area. I think there's room for a floating beer barge. I'm sorry. I just don't see the big problem. But feel free to chime in at 888-88-SCUBA. Give us your thoughts, or you can email us during the week at the website, scubaradio.com. All right, now coming up, We are going to check on, you know, discuss some things you can do, you know, underwater in this cold water environment that we find ourselves in.
Dry suit diving.
Dry suit diving might be. Yeah, there are some people diving off of South Florida.
What's that knob on your leg?
What that is an icicle. No, a chunk of frozen.
No, that actually happened to me the other day. Yeah, I was pointing at it. Says, "What's this?" And touching it. That's my pee valve.
Oh, really? Okay. There are certain things you're not supposed to say out loud, Pete. That might have been one of them. But yeah, Pete from Scuba Board in the studio with us today. So we'll talk about some of these cold water diving opportunities. You know, Barry mentioned the manatee thing. That is hot and heavy down here in Florida right now with the cold.
With the cold weather, air. There are manatee everywhere manatee can go.
Crystal River, Homosassa Springs is a hotbed of manatee activity right now. And they are at the peak of their season as far as people jumping in the water and snorkeling with these animals. But how they are so jam-packed together right now that I have heard that there's not hardly room for the people. You can't even swim down amongst them sometimes because they are so there well, are so that many manatees.
I would imagine that spring that we went down into, you wouldn't be able to make that passage to get into the spring and have any room in the spring.
Yeah, yeah, very,
that spring
very
that we
possible.
Went to there.
Yeah.
See, that's
Birds Underwater, by the way. Birds
yep.
Underwater.
Birdsunderwater.com, right.
That's where I excel because I kind of blend in with the manatees.
You become one
I
with
become
the manatee?
I become one with the manatees.
Yeah,
he's got a gray...
People keep
Gapple.
When I get out to save the manatee, people keep pushing me back in and say, you can make it.
Yeah. We are here to save you. But no, it's a cool experience. It really is. But right now, it's almost too insane for someone like myself to go over there and take part in it.
Someone as celebrated as you, as big a celebrity as you, what with the paparazzi and all.
Well, no, it's just, there's so many manatees.
Someone like you, we can't go over there because you travel with such a large entourage. You can't go in the water unless there's another 8 or 9 people with you.
Yes, this is true. Why do I put up with this abuse every week?
What was this whole line of reasoning here? I mean, I didn't get it.
my point was, is like, if you go over the weekend, it's going to be really insane. Here's your tip. Go try to take a day off work and go sometime Monday through Friday.
Agreed.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And if you can afford the time off work or you're unemployed like most of the people right now in the States, just go out there and enjoy yourself.
Tell them you
take
have
advantage of
anal glaucoma. You can't see your butt coming into work today.
Wow. You know what? I got to tell you what. That one is
bad.
Pretty good.
That was
you know what? You can stop now. The chances of you exceeding that one are very, very slim.
Yeah, stop while you're on top. Yeah,
you are on top of the world right now.
All right.
And okay. I will even give you one of these.
From you, Bill, that's a low compliment.
Okay, good enough. Dan Tip next, and then we're off to South Florida for some diving.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio Divers Consumer Tip number 11. Please don't be tempted by magazine ads to purchase one of those underwater barbecues. They do not exist. They are a myth and a scam.
Well, now look what you made me do.
But if you did buy one, remember to send your $100 registration fee to Nameless Faceless Voice Guy, care of Scuba Radio, Drawer J, Square Station Depot. I'll be expecting your check. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. What's on tap today, Jeff?
Diving with medical issues, Greg.
Sounds like a pretty broad topic.
If we were discussing the medical issues themselves, it would be. As it happens, dealing with this topic comes down to a single word, which makes this a very short and simple tip.
Okay, I'll bite. What's the good word?
Honesty.
Honesty, as in don't lie about any medical condition you might have?
Exactly.
Are you saying folks lie about having medical conditions? Come on.
It's been known to happen.
Well, I'm thinking some of them are just afraid they won't be allowed to dive if they admit they're less than perfectly healthy.
I know, but here's the thing. What we've learned about diving physiology and dive medicine in just the few decades it's been popular as a recreational sport is amazing, and we're continuing to learn more every day. Medical conditions that used to mean automatic preclusion from diving don't necessarily mean that anymore.
Diabetes is one that jumps to mind.
That's a perfect example. It used to be that if you admitted you had diabetes, you were excluded from diving. But now we've learned so much about diabetes and diving and how they interact, that's just not necessarily the case anymore.
So what's the tip here?
If you have a medical condition, please be honest about it. Lying about it or trying to hide it can lead to serious problems if those diving with you don't know about it. Folks leading the dive, as well as your buddy, need to know if there are any special circumstances of which they need to be aware.
In fact, a lot of them are willing to help out to ensure you can dive.
Absolutely. It makes no sense to put yourself or others at risk simply because you're keeping a secret.
What if you do have a medical condition that keeps you out of the water?
You know, I've seen a lot of amazing things underwater, and there's no doubt how much diving means to me. But it's not worth my life. And I'd say the same to any diver who asks.
What if you're not sure whether it's okay to dive with a particular medical condition?
Call Dan. We have a medical information line for that very reason. If we can answer your question directly, we will. And if you need additional medical assistance, we can help you find a doctor familiar with both your condition and diving.
So your message is,
if you are a diver with a medical condition, be honest about it. It's the safest thing you can do.
Really?
Honest.
If you're a diver living with a medical condition, it doesn't necessarily mean your diving days are done. But it does mean you need to be honest about it to ensure both your safety and the safety of those around you. So if you're asked, answer the question honestly. Do that and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Well, medical issues while you're diving are, that is a good thing to take.
Radio.
Well, hey, we already did it. But medical issues while you're diving is always an issue to consider. And, maybe that's it. Maybe I'm just allergic to cold water. I mean, maybe that's why I don't get into the whole diving thing at
maybe
this time.
Maybe just
of year.
Allergic to anything manly.
Achoo.
I mean, or maybe I just need more incentive to go diving. And I know some people down in South Florida with South Florida Diving Headquarters did just that. They were going for lobster. We got Jeff on from that organization to tell us about it. Jeff, hey, nobody.
Hey, what's up, Greg?
I'm all right.
So what is that? Anything manly? Is that what Bill said?
Yeah, no, that's not it. It's the cold water. I'm a warm water wuss. So I'll admit that.
This is not Hey, this is not a Seinfeld episode, is it? Shrinkage?
Yeah. Well, maybe I'm allergic to shrinkage. Maybe that's
there
what
you
it
go.
Is. So, but I don't know. This time of year, you had some divers went out this morning. It's like 40 degrees down there off of Fort Lauderdale Beach, and they went diving. They went for lobster. You were telling me before the show the seas were flat calm, and it is real clear right now. The viz is really good, or what?
Yeah, the viz is crystal clear, believe it or not. Well, it's because the seas have been calm, because all these cold fronts are pushing the wind out of west, so it's blowing the ocean flat. So it's making for some actually great diving conditions. It's just a little rough getting to and from.
Yeah.
Hey, Greg, you remember back in when we were in school, remember the band Deep Purple?
Vaguely.
Well, that's what it looked like this morning, smoke on the water.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Okay. All right. So it's cold, but they went out there. The water was clear. The guy was finishing up a lobster specialty course. Did he catch some lobster this morning or what?
Unfortunately, they only got two. I think the lobsters are just as lethargic as the divers right now.
Well, that's right. Okay, there's another reason. Maybe I would be, if I heard that the lobsters were out and that they were slower because of the cold water, more lethargic and easier to catch, that would give me more incentive to don a, you know, 5 mil or, you know, 10
He's almost
suit.
Apoplectic.
Is there a 20 mil wetsuit that I can get my hands on?
And actually, them being slow would also give you an opportunity.
That's
it's all the
idea.
Dry suit.
Yeah, what do you mean opportunity? I am the lobster slayer. Whether it's warm or cold water, I still will slay the lobsters.
That's what you keep telling us.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah.
A legend in his own mind.
Yeah. So
the water, you know, the water's clear. It's just a little tough getting to it. If you bundle up and you wear, like you said, a 20 mil wetsuit, you're usually pretty good.
Yeah. Now, what were these guys wearing this morning? Were they in wetsuits or were they dry suiting it?
No, they were wetsuits. The water's still warm. Water's still 75, 76 degrees.
Oh, okay.
Not on the surface. As soon as you get down a foot or two, it's fine. But surface is pretty cold. They had some surface temperatures the other day, like 67 degrees.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That's just because and of course we got rain today. So then, I guess you got snow.
Yes. Yeah. We definitely freezing
snow.
Ice or something. Yeah. Freezing something.
Sleet.
Yeah, water.
You know, there's probably some of your northern listeners listening to us right now.
Absolutely.
Laughing their ass off at us.
No, that would never happen.
Yeah. Temperatures of 76 degrees. Oh, holy moly! I can't believe how terrible their lives are.
They're cutting a hole in the ice with a chainsaw to go diving right now, and we're whining about, oh, my God, we got to wear a jacket.
Yeah. Well, last week we had on Wendy, who I went to grade school with. She went on a dive New Year's Eve, and the water temp was 39 degrees, and it's the same body of water you're swimming in there off of Fort Lauderdale.
A lot more north. Oh, my. That's why I draw the line. I think 74, 75 is my limit. Spring temperature, 72 degrees.
That's right. If it's warmer than spring, it's safe to go diving. Okay, fair enough. And if the lobby... Well, wait, that's not right either. Air temp has to be 72.
Yeah. It has to be cool and refreshing to go in the water.
I'm proud to admit it. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Scuba Radio. Brand new angle that we recommend. Hi, this is Joshua Daniel from the island of Central Station. Until you make it to the island, please keep listening to the Super Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba, like scuba diving.
Scuba Radio.
To Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
To Scuba Radio.
Tuba Radio.
Yeah, it's close enough.
Super Radio, the first world radio show devoted to diving.
Feel like dancing. Yeah, God bless Joshua Daniels. He passed away a little over a year ago. But he was one cool character for sure. Now, before we close out this hour of the show today, we got to do a little scuba diving movie preview. Now, I've been talking about this the last show or two, and I keep forgetting to discuss Avatar. You know, James Cameron's blockbuster film that came out a few weeks ago over the holidays. I saw it. Pete, you've seen it. You know, James Cameron, for those of you who don't know, is responsible for inspiring me to do Scuba Radio. And this may be news to you, Pete, but I've told this story before. But it was the movie The Abyss that he produced, you know, many years ago.
All right. Was it James Cameron?
Yeah, that was his film.
That inspired you?
Yeah.
Was it James Cameron?
No, it was James Cameron's film, The Abyss.
It wasn't James Cameron.
It was not James Cameron.
So we can't blame him directly.
You can't blame him. You can blame him.
Hold on. Wait a second. He made the film The Abyss, but that's not what inspired you to get in the water.
No, it is, because I saw that film, and I was like,
no,
hey, I want to go there.
That's not what you saw.
The thing that was disturbing after it is that I realized the place I wanted to go in the film The Abyss didn't exist. He created it from a soundstage, and they weren't even underwater for that particular scene. But I still thought it was cool, and I'm like, hey, I want to go there. And that actually inspired me years later to want to scuba dive. And no, it is not. I know where you're going at. You're going like, what are you trying to look like, James Cameron, Greg? What the hell?
No, that's not where I'm going.
Oh, thank you.
No, because you look like Santa's younger brother.
Thank you. ho, ho, ho.
Good call.
But it's Vince Vaughn. It's not that bad.
Oh, thanks.
Anyway, Fred Claus.
Not even close. Sorry.
So we're not going to be able to talk about Avatar, is your point.
No, that's not where I'm getting at all. Oh. I was giving you an opportunity to claim that a woman inspired you to dive, not James Cameron.
Oh, that girl in the abyss?
Yeah, that girl in the abyss. This
took
was
a
one chance all show we've given you to do something manly and drool over a woman.
Yeah, she
Forget
was
I tried.
She not going to happen.
Yeah.
This is kind of half-hearted effort on your part.
Yeah. All right, let me think about this, and I'll kind of regroup and maybe try to address my sexual problems in the first part of hour two. Will that keep people coming back? Yeah, that's tough. I don't know if I'll be able to do it. You'll have to tune in and find out.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.